there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. Now, I had a friend that preached up in the country in Middle Tennessee, and he was a country boy from Middle Tennessee, and he had many of the quaint sayings. And I've held meetings in the same church where he made this statement. And what would happen in the summertime, they have protracted meetings, and to me it was a Bible conference, and I know one night when I was speaking that it was quite interesting. In the back of the church, they had a place for pallets. And when one little fella would go to sleep, a mother would be holding, she'd just get up, take him back, and put him down on the pallet. And then in a few minutes, another little fella goes to sleep, and mama gets up, takes him back, puts him down on the pallet. Now, I have seen as many as a half a dozen children asleep in the back of that church. And this preacher was preaching there. And so one night, after several of the mothers had made quite a trek back, taking a little sleeping child and putting him down on the pallet, this preacher just interrupted himself, made a statement. He says, you know, says Paul preached till midnight, and he only put one to sleep. And I've been preaching here to about 9 o'clock, and I've put four to sleep. And he said, I must be a better preacher than Paul, because I can put more to sleep than he can put to sleep. Well, my friend, may I say to you that Paul put one to sleep. And so that's been a comfort to me when I look at the congregation. I see some brother or sometime a sister out there asleep. I say, it's all right. Just let them sleep, because Paul put them to sleep too. But what happened? This young fellow was sitting in a window, and it was upstairs. And what happened? And as Paul was long preaching, oh, I love that, he sunk down with sleep. In other words, I think the boy snored and fell down from the third loft. Now, apparently he was up higher than the second floor, and he fell down. He was taken up dead. Now, that's a tragedy, you say. And a moment ago I said this is laughable. Well, it is, because of the way it worked out. But if this had been the end, it would have been a tragedy. Now notice what happened. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long time, even until break of day, so he departed. And Paul raised this boy from the dead. Now, you remember that Simon Peter raised Dorcas from the dead. Paul raised from the dead. These were gifts that belonged to the apostles and those in the early church that were witnesses. After the canon of Scripture was established, you don't have these gifts. In fact, they're definitely not needed. But at this time, they were. Now, will you notice, we're told here, and they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. And that means they were thrilled to death that this precious young man who had come to Christ now had been raised from the dead and was in their midst. And so Paul preached not only till midnight, he preached all the way till daylight. Does that tell you something today? When you look into some churches and you hear probably an officer complaining about the preacher going over 10 minutes or 5 minutes even. And here, these early believers, they went all night long listening to Paul. Now, I know what somebody's going to say. Well, if I could listen to Paul, I'd listen all night. In that day, he is not the Paul that we think of him today. He was just an humble preacher of the gospel, friends. And these people wanted to hear the word of God. How wonderful this is when you get off and look at it from our vantage point.